the IEC has unanimously decided to agree with the recommendation from retired Constitutional Court Judge Dikgang Moseneke that the local government elections be postponed until February next year. Our parliamentary correspondent, Babalo Ndenze, on the line to us now. That unanimously, Babalo, tells us that there wasn't much debate. It wasn't as if some in the IE were saying, well, should we, shouldn't we? They all kind of said, okay, let's do it.
Yes, indeed, John. It was almost a foregone conclusion. They are the ones who appointed Dikgang Moseneke, the former Deputy Chief Justice, to conduct the study. It took about 65 days, which included hearings, oral and written. And he came to the conclusion earlier this week, in fact, a day earlier than he was supposed to present his report, that it would be really reasonably impossible for there to be free and fair elections on the 27th of October. And the Commission says they've carefully considered this report and that recommendation and other findings, which found it not reasonably possible for the local government elections to be free and fair. And today they basically announced that they've unanimously accepted their recommendation, and they will now be approaching, they're not sure whether it's the Electoral Court or the Constitutional Court. Their legal counsel will really make that decision once.
Yeah, because I mean, this was something alluded to by Dikgang Moseneke in his report, that it's not going to be legally easy to do the postponement and make sure that it meets all of the legal conditions that need to be met. And it's something that the IEC again alluded to today. I spoke to Pierre de Vos yesterday about just how difficult it is to make what seems politically wise and sensible from a public health point of view, but how to make it constitutionally compliant is not going to be easy.
Yes, indeed. And the submissions from some of the civil society organizations and those election monitoring organizations, one of those organizations headed by the former commissioner, Terry Tselane, his submission was actually talking to this issue of a constitutional amendment, because he says that, you know, to really cover ourselves, you know, we should really look at amending the constitution to make it easier for us to postpone elections, maybe during future pandemics or future endemics. And a constitutional amendment is one of the options that they're looking at. But I think the easier option, John, is the one to seek this order, which will basically give them permission for this deferral of 4 months.
But then you need everybody who has access to the courts to agree that this is the best way. And the DA hasn't gone as far yet of explicitly stating that they might approach the courts, but it's very much implicit in the two reactions that they've offered, one to Dikgang Moseneke's recommendation and then the one earlier today, where they note the IEC decision to accept the recommendation. And we will be looking at issues of precedent, and on the basis of this, we'll make a decision on the next step. So if somebody like the DA that has a history of approaching the courts and seems to have the funds to approach the courts, looks at this and says, you know, we actually want the elections in October and we don't like the way this is being done, it's not as easy as 1, 2, 3.
No, definitely not easy as 1, 2, 3. I mean, now that you mentioned the DA submission and their position, because if you look at what the EFF, for example, has submitted, they are of the view that, you know, there's absolutely no way that they can campaign properly, and they are the ones who also called for a constitutional amendment, you know, to resolve this once and for all. And it would look like it would need parliament for that to happen. And we both know that parties have differed on this matter. We know Musi Maimane's organization, which runs, you know, at a local level, is in support of no postponement. They want to go ahead on the 27th of October, and well as other smaller parties who really depend on this, you know, local office and holding local power. So there's, you know, could be delays, because we know that political parties who will be ultimately responsible for any constitutional amendment are quite different as far as this matter is concerned, John.
Babalo Ndenze of Eyewitness News, thanks very much for that. Yeah.